The other day, I was preparing to do an evening and a morning online event. The event had to do with leadership and maintaining heart. And I'll be honest with you, there was a heaviness that came on me from the evil one for a couple days. And I knew that it was a warfare and a battle, and I was seeking to press it back. And in the midst of that, on the Friday morning before it began, I get a telephone call from a man I had met some years before. I knew him. He was a friend, an African-American pastor from Toledo who'd been going through a very difficult time. We hadn't talked for at least two or more years. I answer the telephone, and it's this friend named Chuck, and he sounds great, and I knew he'd been in a rather tough spot, and he just wanted to share with me how God had touched him and how encouraged he was. And he told his story. He said, look, for the last 2 years, I've really battled depression. I have had stents placed in my heart because I was experiencing pain. He said he had surgery, brain surgery. He fought cancer. And he had some other things to still be attended. And yet he was so positive and so upbeat. And here he is encouraging me, pressing back this cloud that had come on me by his own confidence in what God does and what God is about. Now, in the midst of that, he felt the Lord telling him to just speak Psalm 34 over me. And he had memorized it at some point. And he just goes through that whole psalm, speaking it with power and with enthusiasm over me. And it was really, truly a gift that this man would do all of this for me. Now, one of the results of this was that for several days afterwards, I've been reading Psalm 34 again and just soaking in its truth. I would recommend that to you. There's stuff in there that's really, really powerful. But there was this one particular section that really stood out. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his trouble. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Now, there are two things that grabbed me. And the first one, I don't know why, but it just was the angel of the Lord. Somehow in reading that, I was, pricked and reminded that we're not the only players on the field and that God has these ministering spirits, that's what they're called in the book of Hebrews, that somehow interact with us. And I don't think about it much. I don't count on it very much. And yet this scripture is really clear. So I want to just talk about that for a minute. I know it's kind of out of the blue maybe, and not something maybe you think a great deal about, but I got to tell you that when Chuck read that scripture to me or spoke it over me, there was something about that that really touched me, and it was a bit of an encouragement. Angels. Angels encamping around those who fear the Lord. Now, part of me, and maybe you do this too, go, are we going to talk about angels? I mean, seriously? Well, yeah, I am going to talk about angels seriously. We see these at Jesus' birth, this grand choir, and how the angels went to the shepherds, and they guided them to the place of Christ. The angels that were there the night Jesus struggled in Gethsemane, and they came and they ministered. The angels that showed up both in the pregnancy of Elizabeth and of Mary. These other players on the field that we do not see, but are very much there. In the book of Acts, angels that come and set prisoners free. It's really quite amazing, actually, isn't it? That there is an unseen world around us, and that we're not only victims, if you will, of the powers of darkness that we do not see, but we are the benefactors of the powers of God through these somewhat mysterious beings that are angels. The book of Hebrews even talks about that sometimes when we think we're encountering strangers, it could be that we're actually encountering angels. It's beyond my ability to rationally consider, but it's a supra-rational reality for those of us that are in the kingdom of God, that we are not alone, and that somehow this is the way that God works on our behalf, battles on our behalf, as the story is in the book of Daniel. So I'm going to share a story with you about my own life that this reminded me of, that occurred a long time ago. Most of you are aware that at a time when most people would have thought I was very successful in ministry, I ended up going into a deep season of anxiety and depression. And I struggled with that anxiety and depression for about 4 months before I decided I needed to get to an inpatient facility that could help me because I was going down further and further and further. Now, take this for what it's worth. One day, these 28 years ago, I was in my house and it felt like the darkness was coming heavy upon me, as if it had just entered the room where I was and it was oppressing me and it was pulling me down so quickly that in the midst of the depression, I was frightened. And I got up and I walked down over the hill at the little small ranch we owned out in Palo Cedro, California. And I went to our pond, and there were a series of oak trees around this pond, and I was desperate. And I lifted my head, and I remember out loud crying, saying, "I can't fight this battle alone. Father, please send your angels to help me." Now, within seconds, I felt something come over me, and it began at the bottom of my feet, and it swept all over me, straight up. And as it did, I felt that oppression lift to the degree that I had chills on my body, and I began to weep. And all of a sudden, I looked around at these giant oak trees, and I remember saying, "I don't know where you are, but thanks for coming." I haven't thought about that for years. But there was a reminder in this passage of Scripture that really helped me, where it says that the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear the Lord. Now, why do I bring that up? One, because it pricked in my heart as Chuck quoted this Scripture to me. But also I began to think of that. Oh Lord, may your ministering spirits, may the angelic host, may the angels that are spoken of in the book of Revelation 10,000 times 10,000, may the angels that battled to bring the answer to prayer to Daniel, may they be present to us. May they encamp around us. Which led me to the second thought in this particular encounter I had with God's Word is the idea of the angel of the Lord encamping around. The idea, I think, gives me the picture of here I am in the middle and surrounded by this angelic presence that is there to keep us from harm, not hurt, but from harm. And it led me to a passage of Scripture in 1 Peter. And that passage reads this, and it's one particular point I want to bring out to us in this time today. "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and to an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. It's that last phrase, shielded by God's power. You know, if you look at this, the whole notion of being shielded by God's power holds with it that same idea of the angel of the Lord encamping around us. That passage of Scripture could be translated that God walks sentry around our lives as part of our inheritance as His children. In times like these, when it seems that we are surrounded by darkness, it is important to remember that the truth is we are not. If we are surrounded, it is by God's presence and God's power, and that He is shielding us. As the lyric in one of Amy Grant's songs from years ago, "There are angels watching over me. I don't understand it. I've never seen one. But I do believe I had one encounter with one at a time that I needed it." And I think this is something that we can hold to in this day. I want to encourage you, read Psalm 34. There's a lot more in there than just this, but it does say that this poor person cried out. And that is the way I often feel. And the Lord heard. And the Lord answered. And His angel surrounded. Because God is determined to walk sentry around our lives to protect us as His cherished children. Maybe we could hold on to that today. I admit a conversation about angels is not standard for me and probably not something you anticipated. But maybe somewhere in this, there's a good word that can encourage you. Remember what Scripture says. We've gone over it over and over again. God's face shines on you. He longs to be gracious to you. He's turned toward you in these days. He wants to keep you. And He is determined to give you peace. Receive that as the benediction, benedictus, the last good word.